Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
If there's one thing that remains the same, it's the knowledge that things will be forever changing. Ironic, right? That's because it is. Think about it for a moment. The one thing that we can depend on is that nothing will ever remain the same. Don't be surprised if the main emotion you're feeling right now is to be total frustration. It's incredibly frustrating to spend hours of time trying to solve a problem that has come up in our business through circumstances that we have absolutely zero control over. This is the stuff that causes sleepless nights, anxiety-ridden mornings, and decisions that are impossible to solve in such a way that everyone will be happy and has caused more than one business leader to feel the urge to drive their fist through a wall. You can't move forward without looking back to see where you've been. The lessons that history teaches us are vital. As my team and I look back while simultaneously looking forward, one word keeps rising to the top of all our minds: adaptability. The ability to thrive through changes that we cannot control goes right down to basic survival instincts. Let's take a look at the animal kingdom for a little bit of inspiration. Chameleons are amazing little creatures, and I was surprised at some of the parallels we can draw between these animals and building a business that can survive the ups and the downs of major change. One interesting thing about chameleons is that they are unable to generate their own body heat. So the ability to change color of their skin is the way these cute little creatures maintain favorable body temperatures. A very common misconception that the reason chameleons change colors is to camouflage themselves to whatever their current surroundings are, when in fact, the most common reason to change color is to help regulate their body temperature or to communicate with other chameleons. The most outer layer of their skin actually has no color at all, making it completely transparent. Beneath the transparent layer of skin are several more layers of skin containing chromatophores. And these are filled with sacs of different kinds of pigment. Normally, these pigments are locked away inside tiny sacs within the cells. But when a chameleon experiences change in body temperature or mood, its nervous system tells specific cells to expand or contract. This changes the color of the cell. By varying the activity of the different layers, the chameleon can produce a whole variety of colors and patterns. It's incredible that these creatures are built to thrive from the outside in. My point in all of this is no matter what temperature changes this creature must adapt to or what circumstances it may face, it is prepared to adapt while at the heart they never become anything different than what they truly are. No matter what color changes they go through each and every single day, they will always remain exactly who they are at the core, chameleons. Comparing anything to chameleons has sometimes gotten a bad rap as we associate the ability to change quickly as sign of internal weakness or lack of commitment to remaining true to who you are. However, if you take the analogy one step further, you will see that the chameleon never actually becomes anything other than what it was created to be. It simply adapts in order to survive and carries out its main mission in life. In the business world, the temperature, so to speak, changes all the time. Looking back over the last two decades, the marketplace has seen major crises and changes starting with the year 2000 and the bursting of the technology bubble in 2001, the September 11 terrorist attacks, 2002 with the stock market crash, and then in 2008, we saw the biggest Ponzi scheme in history with the unraveling of Bernard Madoff, former chairman of NASDAQ, in one of the largest investment fraud schemes in Wall Street history. In short, he defrauded his investors of around $18 billion and was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Then from 2007 to 2019, we saw the global recession and the collapse of Wall Street. And then you fast forward again to 2020, and we are all just sick to death of COVID-19 and the instability this crisis has brought to companies globally, killing so many small businesses and causing millions to lose their jobs and leaving their livelihoods in complete question. There's no question about it, being an entrepreneur in today's day and age can be scary. So how do we do this? How do we navigate and build businesses to be successful or turn the tides for ones who know they must become adaptable in order to survive? We believe that the key to survival lies deep in the business's genetic foundations. Has the foundation of your business been built with adaptability in mind? Have you considered modeling your business infrastructure to resemble the layers that make up the chameleon? As mentioned earlier, the chameleon's most outer layer of skin is transparent. And the deeper you go, the more sophisticated the process becomes so that the stunning creature can change color as it needs to without ever becoming something other than what it was intended to be. The only reason this works is because of the deeply intelligent design behind the makeup of this animal. Sometimes things are not as complicated as we make them out to be. Just because the concept isn't complicated doesn't mean it's not going to take a huge amount of heavy lifting to make even the smallest shifts and changes. What we're proposing takes an incredible amount of dedication and hard work. It can mean a complete do-over of something you've spent years and money putting together, sometimes even a total restructuring of ways that work well but have room for improvement. To speak plainly, stuff only works until it doesn't. Let me repeat that. Practices and processes only work until they don't anymore. So plan ahead for change and build adaptability into the foundation of your business. Certainly, change can be a painful and frightening thing, but it can also be a signal of time, of new hope, of exciting things to come, and ultimately, the desired stability to outlast those that have not succeeded to anticipate the vital importance of adaptability. To quote Brené Brown, let's consider these things gifts of imperfections. Our team has identified four major ways to boost adaptability skills, and I would encourage you to allow these four horsemen, so to speak, to guide you as you either build a new business or work to shift the tides of an existing business. All of us that form my team here at Virtually Entangled are entrepreneurs in our own right. However, before that, we spent years of working crappy 9-to-5s. One of the things that makes the entrepreneur mind cringe more than anything is hearing the dreaded phrase, "Well, that's the way we've always done it." Having this thought process could be your guiding light is incredibly dangerous and may very well take you down a road of missed opportunities because as business leaders, it is just too damn difficult to go that far out of your comfort zone. I am not suggesting in any way that we have not learned from the past, but we definitely should. However, I would highly caution against falling into that everything needs to remain the same trap. One who remains the same never grows. It's wonderful when things work out, but in order to stay sharp and on top of our game, we must continuously think about how we make things better. So that would be my first recommendation. Be willing to change your thought process and let go of that dreaded time trap mentality. My next thought, however, does not come lightly. This comes after a decade of slugging it out on my own, building a virtual business. So here it is. Force yourself to take risks. Start small and work your way up from there. Minimal progress is made without risk, and risk is necessary in order to remain highly adaptable. Certain levels of risk are enjoyable, even fun. I think most of us are born with the ability to handle certain levels of risk. However, it's much easier to work for a corporation and advise others to be risk takers than to employ those same techniques when it's your own business on the line. I believe there is such a thing as educated risk and calculated risk, which is very different than just taking risk blindly. However, I'm also a great believer in taking risks by listening to my instincts. Listen to the market, listen to your instincts, and once you've decided where the risk is and you're going to take it decisively. Give your business a measured amount of time to either succeed, measure the changes that are observed as quantifiably and possible, and decide again whether the risk was worth it or not. Think outside the box by removing the box completely, but of course with caution. My third recommendation is to encourage those around you to be open-minded. One of the best ways to cultivate having an open mind is to encourage others to do the same. Surround yourself with a tribe, people that are willing to think creatively and come up with A's to your Q's that keep your business highly functional and adaptable. And find that accountability partner that keeps you honest and on your toes. And my last recommendation, well, it's easier said than done. Embrace learning. This goes hand in hand with the first point I made in regard to changing your thought process. I am 100% certain that one cannot truly happen without the other. Charles Darwin's words still ring very true to me. It is not the strongest of species that survives, nor the most intelligent. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. In Jeff Boss's Forbes article, 14 Signs of an Adaptable Person, he identifies the following traits of adaptable people. They experiment, see opportunities where others see failures, are resourceful, think ahead, don't whine, talk to themselves or their pets, not mentioning any names, and don't blame others. They also don't claim to fame, are never curious, never open their minds, see systems, or stay current. Melissa Corey, the co-founder of the Women in Leadership Conference in Oklahoma, once said, "Those who remain flexible and have the opportunity to adapt their thinking and behavior to circumstances possess an important skill." She later added, "Turning moments of change into opportunity, however, means we all need to be ready to embrace change, create a network that supports us, and tools that help us navigate this change." So if you think back to the four lessons, I think Melissa sums it up very nicely. Transformations are never easy. In 2019, Harvard Business Review released an article on the top 20 business transformations of the last decade. And the number one company was Netflix. Then in 2013, CEO Reed Hastings released an 11-page memo to employees and investors detailing a commitment to move from just distributing content digitally to becoming a leading producer of original content that could win Emmys and Oscars. The memo stated this: "We don't and can't compete on the breadth with Comcast, Sky, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Sony, or Google. For us to be hugely successful, we have to be a focused, passionate brand. Starbucks, not 7-Eleven, Southwest, not United, HBO, not Dish." Since unveiling that new purpose, Netflix's revenue has beyond tripled. Its profits have multiplied 32-fold, and its stock increased by over 57% annually. Today's connected world has led the age of the consumer, powered by technology and the online world. Customers have higher expectations than before. Mobile has also led consumers to always be on, connected, and in control. Social has created a digital influencer community. Voice has brought instant gratification and convenience. Another company that has worked well to adapting to change in the marketplace is Hasbro. Hasbro is one of the world's most iconic toy makers, with Monopoly, Nerf, My Little Pony, and Play-Doh among some of their leading brands. They realized they had been focusing on children and its advertising rather than the people who actually buy the products. By leveraging segments of their available customer data, Hasbro was able to transform its marketing efforts to meet their target consumers' needs. They use social media to run targeted ads while focusing on multiple channels to expand their reach. This strategy targets parents with relevant products when they are buying for their children, which is a strategy that is proving highly effective. And by doing so, their ad spend grew sales up by about $1 million, hitting the $5 billion mark in 2006 for the first time in its 93-year history. Like, I cannot even believe it. An article in Harvard Business Review was released and aptly named Adaptability, the New Competitive Advantage. In order to adapt, a business must have its antenna tuned to signals of change from its external environment, decode them from quickly acting to refining or reinventing its business model and reshaping the information landscape of its industry. Think back to when Stirling Moss was winning Formula One car races. The car and the driver determined who won. But today, the sport is as much about processing complex signals and making adaptive decisions as it is about the mechanics and driving prowess. Hundreds of sensors are built into these amazing fast cars. Race teams continuously collect and process data on several thousand variables, ranging from weather and road conditions to engine RPM and the angles of the curves, and feed them into dynamic simulation models that guide the driver's split-second decisions. A telemetric innovation by one team can instantly raise the bar for all. All in all, adaptability is a great asset to have because life is extremely unpredictable. And as we've all learned from 2020, things can change on a dime. Someone once said that the strongest will is the will that knows how to bend. At the end of the day, it's fairly simple. To exist is to adapt. If your business cannot adapt, it'll die, and room will be made for another one who can. Adaptability is truly the secret in order for your business to succeed and survive. Plus, the more your business can adapt, the more interesting it becomes.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.